This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome back to the BetRivers Cricket Show. How's that with me, Ed Hawkins, and joined again by John Wright, former odds compiler. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad, Ed. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. This is it. This is the big one. It's your IPL final preview show with BetRivers. And we've got the best picks for you for an absolute monster game, a potential classic in the making at Ahmedabad on Sunday. We're going to go through all of the markets for you and find the best picks. Bit of housekeeping to come. But John, just give us a bit of a flavour of what this final promises for punters.
Well, I mean, we've got 1 and 2 on the ladder in the final. I think that's the first thing we can say. They played the eliminator, didn't they? Where CSK beat the Titans at home in the first eliminator. So they got the route straight to the final. And the Gujarat Titans, who are the holders of the tournament, have gone the long route round, and they've had to win a semi-final to get to where they are to win that extra game, which they did this evening. It should be a fantastic game. There's going to be 110,000 there. There's been a lot of yellow in the crowd, even though it's arguably a home ground for the Gujarat Titans. But it's going to be a huge crowd. Obviously, you've got Dhoni as captain for CSK. Gujarat Titans, unbelievable record. I mean, they've only been going 2 years, haven't they, Ed? And they were champions last year, and they're in the final again. It promises to be a fantastic final. Some of the batting we've seen throughout IPL has been unbelievable. I think we've had over 1,100 sixes hit in the tournament, which is a record. The bowling's probably been a bit of a letdown. Some of the death bowling's been a bit substandard. But I think the batting in T20 cricket generally, Ed, is just the innovation, some of the shots that we're seeing. It's just on a different planet, really, isn't it?
Yep, it's not slogging as the traditionalists would claim. It's proper cricket shots and new kinds of shots. And we're talking off air, somebody like Rohit Sharma, who was a revolutionary himself in the day for Mumbai Indians, is now, well, he's a dinosaur and the game has passed him by. But Rohit's not going to be there. It's Titans versus Chennai Super Kings, so the El Clasico is denied. And we're expecting BetRivers to go -110 Titans favourites on the BetRivers money line, Chennai +110. Let's try and break this game down for you. They say, don't they, John, all the analysts and the boffins, that 85% of T20 matches are won by the team who hits the most sixes. Well, if that metric holds, it will be Chennai. They hit the most sixes. However, on boundary percentage, so that's the number of balls that a team can hit to the boundary, either 4 or 6. It's incredibly tight. Gujarat's mark is 19.1. Chennai's is 19%. So there's nothing between these teams. We're going to try and work out who's going to win it for you. So stay tuned. We've also got the best picks across the other markets. Housekeeping now, as promised. Give us a follow at Because We Win so you can win across all sports, not just cricket. Give John Wright a follow at JohnWright15 and myself at Cricket Betting, and give us some love on the podcast provider of your choice, please. This is the BetRivers Cricket Show. So, IPL final time. Chennai trying to go to Ahmedabad and win another title against the Titans. John, do they do it?
No, I don't think they do. I mean, I think the betting's probably right. I think the Titans probably should be slight favourites. The reason I say that is that I think, you know, we've always said, Ed, haven't we, that the bowling units at the end of the day, even though the batting's been absolutely unbelievable, it's going to be the bowling units that win the trophy, really. And I think we've seen that with the likes of Mumbai. I mean, Mumbai, their batting unit has basically carried them through to the semi-final. The bowling was appalling. It was appalling tonight as well in the semi-final against the Titans. But I just think that if you look at the two bowling units, I would say that, number one, the Titans is more settled. You know where they're going to bowl. You can know who's going to bowl every single over. It's very, very settled. They've got six bowlers. Hardy could probably sneak a couple in at the start. You know that Mohammad Shami's going to bowl in the power play. He's took a lot of wickets in the power play. He's got the purple cap with 28 wickets. And you know at the end, you're going to have Mohit Sharma and Josh Little, who I thought coming back into the side tonight gave them that's their strongest side they had tonight. So I think that throughout the tournament, they've been more settled, Gujarat Titans. They've picked us pretty much the same side. Okay, Josh Little had to go home to play in an island, a Bangladesh ODI series. But he's come back and the side's very, very settled. So it does rely heavily on Shubman Gill. Shubman Gill's in unbelievable form at the top of the order. I mean, he's just seeing the ball so big at the moment. He got 100 again today. He's got 100 two games before. So they do rely heavily on him. But I do think, I think it's the bowling unit. I think that the Gujarat Titans bowling unit is more settled. I'm not too sure about Mumbai. I'm not too sure about CSK, especially their seamers. The seamers take wickets, but they tend to go for runs, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Deshpande as a death bowler. I think he's dreadful. And on a flat pitch, a batting wicket, you need that point of difference. And we saw that in the Mumbai game. You've got to have a bowling unit who are going to come to the party and change the game, which is what happened with Gujarat in that semi-final. It took them some time, but they once they decided to bowl their best bowlers, they got the job done and they got it done comfortably. My concern with Gujarat is this, if they muck about with things. I have absolutely no idea, John, and please inform me as to why Hardik Pandya was bowling in the power play. We've barely seen him with the ball. And not only was he bowling, he was bowling to a 6-3 offside field. And then the four balls of his first over were down leg side or on middle stump. I mean, I've just not seen anything like it from a supposed thinker and people who are touting him as the next India captain. It was just extraordinary.
Ravi Sharma
off where they've done so well. Why would you do that? Mumbai were back in the game because of that.
Absolutely. Ravi Shastri said it on commentary that he feels that Hardik, when he's bowling, he's a better all-round player. But you're right. I mean, if you look at his stats in IPL, I mean, I think he's taken three wickets the whole season.
Three.
He's not a wicket taker, and he's very, very expensive as well. And you say, apart from, I mean, the over when he hit green on the arm, I mean, before then, he was going all over the place, wasn't he? So, I mean, that was his only real contribution to the... To the fielding display, really. Yeah. I think it's a good point you make, though, Ed, is that when it comes down to the two captains, obviously Hardik, over the 2 years, I mean, they've won it and they're in the final again, and he is a very, very good skipper. But I think Dhoni is that astute, you know, wicket keeper that, you know, I'd much rather have Dhoni as captain, because I think Dhoni is one of these guys that sort of like, he can get the game going at his pace. Once he gets his spinners on, he can play the game, and he's very, very astute like that. So I think probably that's really an area where Gujarat are probably inferior to CSK is the skipper. But I do think that their bowling is just, you know, I mean, Hardik, you're right. I don't know why he bowled himself at the start, but he is their sixth bowler. Mm. And I just think they're bowling. I mean, when you've got someone, as you said there, Ed, when Rashid Khan, I mean, they were going for runs early, weren't they? And then Rashid Khan comes on just before the player and gets a wicket. And suddenly, you know, Tilak Verma was going all over, it was hitting the ball over the place. And then all of a sudden, Rashid Khan takes that wicket and he stems it, doesn't it? So,
changed the game.
Changed the game.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Ahmedabad pitch. And try and work out some angles for pickers for that one. Average score in first innings is busting 190 now in the first innings. All time, 177 is a first innings average winning score. I think you're going to have to bust 180 to win this final, whoever gets to bat first. We could well see angles on total runs more than 365, more than 370. Certainly in play with Bet Rivers on the total runs in first innings. Be very surprised if 190 isn't breached. We may be able to go over sort of 188, 187 even, batting first. But I'd much rather be on Gujarat to be the team who are going overs batting first because of that Gujarat bowling lineup is just so reliable. Any angles pitch-wise for you, John? Or
no, I totally concur. I mean, for such a huge stadium that's going to hold 110,000 people for this final, the boundaries are actually quite small, aren't they? It, I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. And some of the six hitting we saw this evening, you know, as I say, I think you're right. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think it's going to probably boil down to, you know, how good the Gujarat Titans bowling unit is against Chennai. I could easily see Gujarat getting 200. I mean, they'd probably want to chase, won't they, Ed? I would have thought. I mean, there is a little bit of a bias for sides batting second, but I just think that it's going to be probably down to the Gujarat bowling unit. I mean, they are very good at the top of the order. I mean, Conway's batted brilliant throughout. Gaikwad's batted brilliant throughout. It looks like Gaikwad's come back to form where Conway in his last innings was a little bit stodgy, wasn't he, Ed? He was struggling to get the ball away. I think he was only striking at about 110. But they've both been fairly solid at the top of the order as regards to power plays. But I do take your point. In the game tonight, although there was a bit of rain at the start, you know, it did take Gujarat a couple of overs to get going. I mean, Shubman Gill, although at the end of his innings, he's striking at 180, nearly 200. Those first couple of overs, he does like to see himself in, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And we can look back at past scorecards as well. These two have met twice, obviously, in the tournament. They played in the very first game. So essentially, we've played 70-odd games and we just made no progress. We've got Gujarat versus Chennai again. And Gujarat won that opening match at Ahmedabad, chasing 182 against Chennai. And they did it by 5 wickets. Gaikwad and Gill were your top scorers. And then in the first qualifier in the playoffs, CSK, of course, beat Chennai. Gujarat failing to chase 173. And lo and behold, Gaikwad and Gill top scorers again. I'll come to you on a question about players to follow, John, in a second. But as a former odds compiler, you've got somebody like Shubman Gill, who is going to the wicket every time and he's getting a big score. How do you price him up for another top run scorer win in a game when he's just been so consistent? Do you give a little bit of sugar on the price for pickers, knowing that on the law of averages in T20, an opening batter just can't keep being so reckless and getting away with it? Or do you just let the money flow guide you?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're going to lay him at any price anyway. You know, it's one of those where people are going to back him anyway, because number one, he's an opener. And secondly, he's a favourite and he's in form. So you're going to lay him. It's a question of how short you go.
Yeah.
I mean, he, as you say, he's got over 850 runs in the tournament. He's opening at the moment. Sahar, his opening partner, I mean, he's outscoring him quite considerably, although Sahar's had a couple of good innings. So there is a massive thing, but I think it gets to a point where you say to yourself, right, you know, I wouldn't be backing anyone too short, especially in a big game like this. And the fact that, you know, there is, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got David Miller, you've got Tawatia, you've got Pandya himself, you know, they've got a lot of batting there. So, I mean, it does get to the point where I think the price hits a ceiling. And you've just got to stick with that price and not really worry about it, really. But I wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't get to the point where a batsman really should be like odds on or anything like that, because I think it just gets to a point where you say, well, that's his price. Yeah. But you will lay him anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So any players to follow? Do you go again with Guyke and Gill to be top scoring, or do you look elsewhere? I mean, Shivam Dubé is a player like that we identified right from the get-go on this show as someone who was value, and he's won two or three times at big odds.
Yeah, he's won two or three times at big odds, and arguably he could be a big price because I've noticed, you know, this is effectively a ground where you can hit sixes. He is a six hitter. They've batted him at three a couple of times. I mean, if they're chasing a big score and they're a little bit behind the run rate, I mean, and the opening partnership's probably got off to a start, it's not beyond the realms that he'll bat three in front of Jinkar Rahane. I've noticed now that, you know, the interesting one with the Chennai side is that Moeen Ali now is dropping down the order. I mean, even in the other game, the last game we played, you know, Dhoni came in front of him. So, I mean, Moeen Ali's coming in at eight. Mm. So, I mean, personally, I believe that I would have Mitch Santner in the side. Mitch Santner's he's a better spinner than Moeen Ali. And if you're going to say that Moeen's going to bat eight behind Jadeja, behind Dhoni, behind, you know, he's going to bat eight, you're going to think to yourself, well, why is he in the side anyway? So, so that's my view there. So, but I think the value, you want a six hitter really, and Shivram Dubé is a six hitter. So, if he's something like +450, +500. I think he probably represents a little bit of value for the Chennai top bat.
Yeah, agree with that. Long levers, Shivam Dubé's long levers could make a big difference, and he won't be shy from giving it a go from ball one as well. So just keep an eye on his innings runs quote when he comes to the wicket. It could be very cheap, and it won't take him long to get up to speed, so to speak. So he doesn't have to bat very long. Basically, that's what I'm saying. He could bust a 22.5 runs quote very, very quickly indeed with Bet Rivers. We're going to have best picks for the IPL final at the end of the show from John and myself. We're going to filter out the best value wagers for you. So stick around for that. A bit more housekeeping at Because We Win, so you can win across all sports. Some incredible plus records being returned on soccer across so many leagues this season. Fantastic tennis content as well there. So go and have a look at it. Give John Wright a follow at John Wright 15 and myself at Cricket Betting. Bit more on players to follow for this IPL final. Must mention Mohit Sharma at the death for Gujarat has mopped up time and time again. We could get sort of +300, maybe even +350 with Bet Rivers for him to do the business again. Any bowlers, John, that stand out for you? Deshpande, we've mentioned, who goes all over the park, but he takes wickets.
Yeah, the way I can see this panning out is I think that Dhoni will want to get his spinners into the game very, very early. I actually like Jadeja in this game. I mean, Jadeja is a big game player. He bowled very well in the last time these two played in the qualifier. I think he bowled four overs, about 18. He got the prize wicket of David Miller. So I think a bit of value. I think Dhoni will turn to his experienced players, and Jadeja is definitely a big game experienced player. So I think probably a bit of value might be him as top Chennai bowler, especially if the seamers do go for runs, because I think the way that the Chennai spinners perform in this final, Tikshane and Jadeja, and I imagine Moeen Ali Abhai as well. Those three, Dhoni will be wanting them to take wickets and bowl fairly tight, because I think the seamers could go for runs. So I like Jadeja as a top Chennai bowler. Anything between +500, maybe +450, 500, and as I say,
I think that's interesting. Well, could Chennai recognise that there's no point turning up and just trying to outback Gujarat because of they're worried about what Gujarat's bowling could do? And do they try and turn it into sort of a Chennai surface by bowling 12 overs of spin, bringing Santner in, four from Jadeja, four from Santner, and four from Tikshane? I mean, are those guys collectively going at more than sort of 8.5 and over? That could well be the game. So that is something that Chennai may well look to do and play to their strengths. And to that mind, it could be interesting to have a look at some of the power play stats. Gujarat average 8.2 with the ball in the power play. So we could be going under Chennai at 53.5 in the first six, around 1.85. They're actually averaging around 55. Second best scorers in the power play. So Gujarat could clip Chennai's wings a little bit. And also check out Bet Rivers' quotes on eight over runs, score after eight overs. Because Gujarat took a while to get going, we might be sort of be paying overs at around about 8.2 and over at a similar sort of price. So that's a potential angle for you to keep in mind. John, any other business before we go to best picks?
No, I think you're spot on. I mean, I think it's every chance that they'll play Josh Little, the Irish lad. I think he'll probably be the impact player like he was today, won't he, Ed? He'll come in. They'll sub a batsman if they bowl second, and he'll be an impact player and be that sixth bowler. But it's very interesting what you said there with Mohit Sharma. I mean, Mohit Sharma bowled his first over in the 15th over, didn't he? He bowled right at the death, and there is a chance there that you in that situation you could get cheap wickets, couldn't you, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, IPL final best picks time. With John Wright, what are your best two this blockbuster game?
Well, I think the Gujarat Titans will win the game, but I'm not gonna go for an outright bet. I'll go for in the top bats. I think Shivram Dubey. I think anything between like +450 and +500 for the top Chennai bat. I like him, and I think he, especially on this ground, I think he could easily bat three. So he'd be my bat, top Chennai bat. I back him there. And for top bowler, I mean, although the wickets are fairly spread, and I know you make a good point about Mohit Sharma at the death, but I think Shami in the power play. I mean, he's got 17 wickets in the power play this season. So I like Mohammad Shami to be top Gujarat bowler. So anything between like +275, +300, I like Shami to be top bowler for Gujarat Titans.
Okay, great stuff from John. I'm going to go with runs bets. And as I just mentioned, trying to get under that Chennai first six overs scores. I think we might be able to go under 53.5 because Bet Rivers will reckon that the stats say they go hard with the bat, and of course they do, but we think Gujarat could keep them a bit quiet and we'll probably be able to go under 53.5 at -118. And we're also looking in play for big runs for Gujarat batting first. We think they'll bust. We'll get into that 190 region. We may well be able to pay over 187.5, over 188.5, potentially at -118. So those are my two picks for the IPL final. Those are John Wright's two picks for the IPL final. Regular watchers will know we've tipped up Gujarat Titans to win the whole thing. So we're all Titans on Sunday for the IPL final. This has been the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. Join us again soon.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the Bet Rivers Network.